I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What are you plugging in?
My cock.
Why?
I forgot my memory stick.
Yvette and Glenn.
Podcast 66, everybody! Yay! Yay! Wow! 66. Do you know what that is in bingo numbers? 66. In bingo speak.
What is it?
All the sixes?
66!
No, clickety-click.
Oh, sorry.
You've never been to the bingo, have
I
you?
I have.
You
no,
can't
I have
been if you don't know the bingo. Right, number 10?
Maggie's Den.
Yes, as it was back in the day.
Go on, then.
All the threes?
33.
Two fat ladies?
Fish, chips and peas. 88.
88.
7 and 6? Was she worth it?
What's that about?
It's, you know, paying someone for a...
Seven and six? Yeah. Really? A duck and a fat lady?
27.
28,
oh,
stupid.
Hang on, that was a duck with a crutch. It was 27.
Duck with a crutch?
It's top of the shop.
Don't 100. Know.
Blind 90. It goes up to 90, your bingo numbers.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, side winch. Oh,
yeah. Yvette actually went to bingo on a hen night.
I did.
Did
it
you?
Was so serious. Oh, everybody was incredibly serious.
They are in those
proper
bingo
and we got told to shut up.
Never.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. See it on YouTube. It's there on one of Yvette and Carl's
this
Living with Yvette and Carl.
The second time,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we were on we actually got told to shut up because we were being too leery and outrageous. And they take it so seriously.
Growing up as a kid, we used to go to bingo evenings, prize bingos. They weren't money bingos. They were prizes like, you know, boxes of chocolates and stuff like that. For the oh, you've moved.
Sorry.
What is that you've got in that glass?
What do you mean? It's red wine. What do you mean?
Glass. It's a bucket.
What kind of? And it smells gorgeous.
Do you want some?
Oh, man, a soup's on.
There you go, Mr. Beatty's getting up to get some.
I mean, I say that I've got a cup of tea here for me. But
should we just?
Can I just say before we started this podcast, Glenn was going, yeah, let's get the cake and everything on the table so we don't have to get up and leave stuff. Who's the first person that's made?
Glenn,
hang on a minute. How does it go?
You won't do it again.
Let's get the keg and the tea started. I did say that, you're quite right. I thought we'd be more organised. But I just got a whiff of the wine when you
it's
moved,
nice,
you see.
Isn't it? No, that was my breath. So here we are. Now, you see, we're not in Royalston today.
No, we're in your kitchen.
We're in our kitchen. So if you hear any...
In leafy Cheshire.
...weird noises, it's not coming from my vagina. It's coming from Watson and Olive that actually are currently outside. We also have... Because our beautiful daughter, Mary, is not with us this time. Because she's in the RAF. She's going through a basic training. The mothers are not with us because, of course, my mother can't come out after... Which she has to get back in a box before dark.
Yes, that's right.
And you couldn't get Agnes, could you?
No, well, her broomstick's broken.
So we'll ring them.
Yes.
But in Mary's absence, we've got Mary's best friend, and she's going to sit here. She's very, very quiet.
Very timid,
very shy, isn't she?
Say hello.
Hello.
And that's Laura.
Oh, bless her. I just thought it was some kind of elf or something that you had on the shelf.
I know, bless
her. An elf on the shelf.
She's going to sit here, and she's not going to say very much because she's quite shy. But
we've asked her to pipe it whenever she wants to say anything.
But
to do it.
She can't drink wine. If she has a glass of wine, she gets drunk.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that true?
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, quick, give her the bottle.
Should we give her a glass of wine? Don't you want any wine, Laura?
See, I'm up for the second time.
Are you?
You have to have a glass of wine, Laura.
Carl, while you're up there, can you get some cigars?
You'll be fine. Just, you've got coffee, you've got cake. Have a glass of red wine. It's good for you, you know. Apparently.
I'll have you, Laura, but would you like some wine?
I'll have some wine.
There you go. Red. You see, you went for a good night. I tell you, she, honestly, I swear to God, it's hilarious when she gets. Sorry, Laura, what was I saying?
Get her doing the housework and stuff. Make her use for her while she's here.
I will do. I tell you.
Yeah, look, there's only a little bit for you there, just in case it gets too much.
There you go, Laura. Anyway, cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers with your coffee cups and your red wines. And come on.
Cheers.
Hey, let's cheers to Mary.
To Mary.
To Mary.
God bless her and all who fly in her.
And all who fly in her.
Mary. Who's coming up?
You know. What's wrong with you? It's your daughter you're talking about.
What?
Why would you say such things?
Say what?
For God's sake. Anyway, moving on.
You've just got a dirty mind.
No,
that's
I
your
haven't.
Daughter. That's disgusting.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Shall we officially declare the podcast open?
Oh, what have you got? What treats? I like it when you turn it with your bags.
Well.
Oh! Is it cheesy balls?
It's not cheesy balls.
What is it? We're having a lack of cheesy balls at the moment.
Are
I'm very
missing
upset.
My cheesy balls.
I am.
I never thought I'd see the day when anybody complains that they haven't seen my cheesy balls in a long time.
I am missing your cheesy balls big time.
Maybe in a few weeks when we get the mothers back.
Yes, I like to pop them in my mouth and make them melt.
Oh, do you know, and it does make my eyes roll a little bit when I see that going on.
Do they roll in the back of your head?
They do, yeah. So you were there last time. Are we still talking about crisps?
No, I think so.
Right. Salt and vinegar sticks.
Well, they're fucking boring.
They are great.
No, this is great.
Let me open those. Right.
Salt and we've really
right. Mary's
gone
friend
down
Laura,
the
shove
toilet,
your nose in there.
No, we haven't.
Salt. We have.
How does that smell?
Fishy.
Salt and vinegar, numbnuts.
Oh, your nuts would be numb because she hasn't got any.
Actually, they're very nice. Look at your face.
You're really
concerned there, weren't you? That little face.
I know you like those.
I do like them. But we went from what's the...
One may snack to another.
No. I'm very upset. We need to bring back the cheesy balls, Glenneth.
But you must recall we had difficulty in finding a cheesy ball selection because all the supermarkets, they... kind of mess with the recipe somehow.
They do.
We've never found a good consistency of cheesy ball.
No, but we need to find one.
Maybe if our listeners want to find the ultimate cheesy ball selection, they can email us too.
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's a little bit soon for that, isn't it?
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
What have you got now?
It's time to have a finger.
Ooh, so nice. Soon.
This will be neat to one of Mary's friends. Do you want a finger?
I do want a finger.
Oh, you see, she's not backwards and coming forward, is she?
Well, her eyes go into the back of her head when she puts it in.
Well, let's find out. Now, as you know, dearest Yvette,
yes.
You and I were in Southport at a most
yes.
wanted event.
Oh, yes, I know. Did you write, you wrote down who they
I
were
wrote
from?
Down, and not only did we have one packet of cheese.
Yes, look at those.
Fingers. Actually, we've got four packets, one for the next 4 weeks.
Yes.
And they come from Bev Tudor and Michaela Thomas.
Well done, because I couldn't read his
Bev
writing.
Bev Michaela, thank you very much.
Bev and Michaela, thank you so much for those white fingers. So, love them.
There you
thank
go.
You for giving us all of the finger.
The finger.
We'll open up the packets that I've not written on. So we can credit them for the next
few
weeks.
We should have a thing. When anybody sends us any fingers, we should have like a little theme tune anthem that plays like this one now. See?
Nice
it works.
I don't even know how that happens.
So thank you to Bev and Michaela.
Also, if people want to send me a car, that's fine too.
Okay.
Same. Yeah, I like the idea of that.
You like that.
Yeah. So here we go. White fingers being open.
Hey, I wonder what white fingers taste like dipped in red wine.
Well, I think we're about to find out,
because
aren't we?
Didn't I dip Kinder chocolate in it once?
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Everything.
I do dip it. I'm going to try it now. I'm dipping it in the white wine, red wine. Have a bit of a doodah in there.
Splash it around a bit.
Oh, yeah.
How is it? Is it working?
Not really.
No.
No, I'll try it now with the biscuit.
Right.
Ooh, it's soaked
it up. We're doing these experiments and stunts, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Nice.
Good.
It works. It works.
You need Laura. The sponge. Do you need the
see if one of those fingers will go in sideways.
You need to get the chop off the fur, the nibble off the nib of the chocolate finger.
Oh, yeah.
And then dip the biscuit into the wine, and then it sucks it up.
You've got to nibble off the tip and suck the rest up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, what about if I stick this in my coffee?
How traditional of you?
No, but take the tip off first. Now dip it in.
That sounds like our third date.
I know. See? Nice.
Well, it kind of works, doesn't it?
Mm. We like that.
I like it.
Anyway.
Laura likes it as well.
Podcast 66, clickety click, it's open.
Here we go. Mm. How was your day?
How was your day?
I'm bloody eating now, aren't I?
No, well, there you go, see? Oh, God, I've got to have some lemon cake as well.
Oh, yeah, we've got lemon cake.
I baked this from scratch this morning.
I know, and Carl found the box to put it in as well. It was amazing.
Thanks very much for ruining that.
Now, hasn't Carl told you to stop speaking with your mouth full?
Trouble is, it's never been a mouthful.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, we should text Mary.
We need to tell her.
This
lemon drizzle cake is moist.
Mm.
Oh, she'll love that, won't she? Moist. Oh, look at Laura's face. Are you another one?
I do not like that word at all.
What is wrong with it?
What is wrong with you?
I'm a woman and I like moist.
Who doesn't?
Moist.
There you see.
You said that last time.
You
last
did. I
like
it.
You like it? It's what I get in my ear. Every time I try and go to sleep, that's all I hear. It's Carl going moist in my ear.
Is Carl out on an event that time?
There's nobody here. I just hear it.
You just hear it.
Yeah.
That would be a word to hear.
Why don't you like the word moist, Laura?
Yeah, what is it? Explain it to us. Hang on. Oh, here's Mary. Whoa. She texts back from the RAF. Covert. I'm free now and good. That dildo was getting too musty. I don't think I was supposed to read that bit, was I?
No.
That dildo was getting too... Because I'd sent her... Me and Debs, that's my friend, have been going through your knicker drawer. Debs has taken home your six-foot dildo for the dog to play with. Right, anyway, here's Mary. Hi!
Hello.
Hello, covert. We've all got to whisper. RAF, how's it going so far?
Charlie Tango receiving over.
It's going very well. I've just finished my box. I've just finished my box fold pile. And I've finished wet dusting my locker. And,
is your locker moist?
It is. My locker is incredibly moist.
You said the moist word, Mary, without retching.
Well
That's
done.
Good.
I know, it's changing me. The military's changing me. I've finished polishing my shoes and I'm about to box fold some waterproofs.
What does box fold mean? We're looking at each other quizzically. We'd like to know what that means.
You're talking raff speak.
A box fold. You know when you go into a shop, right, and there's all of these like shirts that are done so perfectly that you can't see the back of it. You just see like the design on the front.
Yeah.
Like you don't see the arms or the bottom of it. It's like that, but it has to be a perfect A4 size. So you basically get like a load of different bits of kit and you have to put them all in like an A4 size and stack them on top of each other, and they all have to be the same size, even though you've got like scarves, leggings, shirts, like thermals, and a big coat.
Is that in case you don't get into the raff all the time, all the way through? You've got a job working in shops folding clothes.
You know what? There you go. At least I know I've got something else. So that's what I'm currently doing. And if you hear this, hang on. Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
Kind of.
What is it?
What is that?
That is my Gore-Tex.
Oh.
That is my waterproof jacket.
Oh. Covert.
She's got a waterproof
covert.
Has it got Velcro on it?
Yeah.
What a rip-off.
Yay.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus.
Literally, we just finished practicing some drill, which was awesome. And I nailed everything as well.
Yay! Yay!
Well done.
Mary! Yeah. Go, Mary, go!
Hey, Mary, I'm just thinking, sweetie. You know, you're talking covertly from the RAF headquarters. A secret location somewhere in the British Isles, in the Commonwealth. However, yeah. Are we allowed to actually broadcast what you're saying, or will you get in trouble?
I think no. So from what I know, you are not allowed to say your service number or give any information that could be seen as sort of like threatening in a way to, you know, like covert secrets. And
right,
stuff. Like,
well,
I couldn't tell. For example, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you the setup of the camp or and stuff like that.
Right, okay. Well, I think we're safe with you talking about your ironing then, aren't we?
I've seen it on Google Maps. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart. So, and apparently you got measured for your blues today.
I did. I got. They're called number ones. So you have number ones, number twos, and number something else. They're not actually. You would have thought it would have been one, two, three, four. But
well,
no,
I call
like
number ones
one,
and number twos completely different things.
No, I remember when I was in the military. I got measured for my number ones, which was fine. Got measured for my number twos, and they were shit.
Oh my God.
You say my jokes are shit.
Well, I had to get that in there because I knew you were going to say something.
Good point, well made.
That's awful. Absolutely horrendous.
Mary, can you fly a Chinook helicopter yet?
No, not. I'm getting there. I promise you, Glenn. It will happen soon. I swear.
Sonia, can't wait for a ride in a helicopter.
Oh, Mary.
Might be in around like 9 weeks, but you know, we'll get there.
Oh, well, we love you so much and we're all missing you.
We are, we're missing you terribly.
Well, I'm missing you guys too. Oh, do you guys, I'll tell you what, shall I give you a quiz of the day?
Ooh, go on, we like it.
Who can guess, in fact, hang on, who can guess what the sheets on one of our spare beds got pulled off for?
Oh, you're allowed to say though.
Yeah.
Okay. Got pulled off for...
Pulled off by whom?
My corporal.
Oh. Right, got pulled off...
Creases.
No, that's too obvious. Crumb. I reckon some stain.
Was it a jizz stain?
No.
A moist stain.
What?
A moist stain.
You're getting close.
Was it fluff?
Was it poo?
No.
Was it a poo stain?
It was a shit stain.
You're joking!
It wasn't your bed, was it?
It wasn't. Now it's a bit like we don't know if it was actually a shit stain. So, but it was just this brown smear that was because we've just got our new sheets today, so we've been dealing with that. And we've been running around like headless chickens trying to figure out what to do with this big brown stain that we got on one of our new sheets. And that was foul.
Someone's been eating chocolate in bed.
Ah, that's
like
what
you.
It is. Like
or
me.
Or someone's been shoving chocolate up their arse.
That's like Bernard. That's like Bernard.
Yeah.
That could have.
Hey, is Bernard in there with you?
You know what? Maybe. Oh my God! Now I know he's been nicking all my sweets.
Ah, there you go.
And he's been sticking it up his arse.
There, you see.
Oh my God!
Well, then why I've not seen him for a while?
I know. Well, should we speak to you later?
I will speak to you later. Enjoy the rest of your podcast and have an extra few cheesy balls on me because I'm not there to enjoy them myself.
All right, darling. Well, we love you. We miss
you.
And we'll speak to you later.
Thank you so much. Speak to you later.
Take care, Mary.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Carry on.
Bye.
You both must be so proud.
Joey.
Yeah.
I am extremely proud, but the
but
fact
you're
that she's
it.
Gone off and walked, done this, but the fact that she's, she's a part of what has made this country great. She's part of the greatest military force in the world. Yeah, the
greatest
British,
air force.
But the British Armed Forces are the greatest in the world. Yeah. But the RAF is the greatest air force in the world, and I think it's horrible that you miss. She's because Mary's so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that thing you miss when she comes. She just opens the door.
Yeah,
and it's
like a little ray of sunshine. You're missing her, aren't you, Laura?
Missing her a lot. Yeah.
Aww. Bless.
Oh, were you the friend that hides under the bed all the time?
Yeah, she is.
She can't.
Oh, it's so lovely to hear from her. But we were honestly, we have a nightly chat, and then I sent her a song, a motivational song every day. And a little, we leave her a little voice message, don't we? So when she wakes up in the morning, she's got something from both of us.
Well, nice. I sent her a picture of Scooby-Doo dressed in an RAF uniform.
Perfect.
She gets a different kind of love from me. from her mum.
My God.
That's anyway, in a onesie, isn't it?
Moving on from beautiful Mary to how was your day, which is what we were trying to get to before.
Well, I spent my day on the phone to my dentist.
Ooh. Why?
Well, trying to get through to the dentist is another thing. Only because...
Did you get through in the afternoon, about 2:30?
Hey! Oh, stop it.
Come on.
It was all due to a letter that arrived through the post telling me that due to a certain pandemic which has been going on, that obviously they've not been able to see very many patients, but now they've opened things up and they are ready to see all the patients. However, here's a phone number. We need you to book your appointment so we can see you as soon as possible. Oh, by the way, we can't see you as soon as possible because there's a huge fuck-off backlog of patients waiting to see us. So the point of the letter was absolutely useless. It was telling me that we need to see you. It's important. Oh, by the way, you can't. That's basically what it was in a nutshell.
I just think a lot of people, without getting too... I don't want to go too serious. Let's just touch on this. Mm.
On this. Like our third date.
It does. Let's just touch on this. But I think a lot of people are using COVID as an excuse.
Agreed, yeah.
For yes.
And I'm going to do a Rick's rant. Rick is actually on the plane flying back to Miami, so he sends his love.
Ah, great.
But I'm going to rant about this just for 2 seconds. What the fuck has happened to... our GPs. What the fuck? Do you know, I can't believe it. The amount of times you try to get through to your GP, you are 23rd in the queue. Mm. We'll get to you as soon as possible. You wait for an hour and a half, you get through, and then the receptionist, yes, can you tell me what the problem is?
No,
well, actually, I've got green...
I need a fucking doctor!
Yeah, I've got green discharge coming from my enormous swollen vagina and arse. So if you could tell the doctor that, that would be great. Okay, then fine. No, I haven't really, but that's what I'm saying. Why on earth would you want
green
to tell the receptionist?
You shouldn't have to tell the receptionist what's wrong with you anyway. I've always found that really frustrating.
And then my friend was saying to me that she went into the doctor's and she had like a, what is it, 10-minute window. And the doctor says, she tells them the first problem. And then she says, and I'm also, there's this, and he said, I'm really sorry, I can only deal with one problem per appointment.
Sounds about right.
What the hell? Is that, it's all gone tits up.
It has.
It really has. And I'm sorry, the amount of money that GPs earn, they need to sort their shit out.
They should open up the surgeries for longer and at weekends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the point is, is
everything else there's a backlog? Everyone's trying to... We've got Antiques Productions, we've got a backlog of editing to do. So what we're doing is we're editing longer hours, we've got more edit suites going, and we're working 7 days a week to hit that backlog. Mm. And you think, why the fuck... Just because, yeah, we all want family time. We all want to go down the park and have some fun with our kids and stuff. But let's get this backlog done because this is still part of the COVID issue. Let's get it sorted. Now we can get back to normal so everyone can have their weekends off and enjoy themselves. This, yeah, you've got to talk to someone on a bloody phone first. Then it's got to be a one-to-one on a Zoom call or something where you've got to show your bollocks to someone.
What's that about as well?
Especially if you get the wrong side.
I know. Can you imagine?
I know.
Would you like to show it to... I mean, can
my
you text...
My mum's circle will never see the same again.
It's all gone, Pete Tong. It's all gone wrong. It's awful.
It's not normal. It needs sorting out.
It's not. It does. And I don't think it's going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
More doctors and more hours is all that's... It's...
And do you know what we need? We need to go back to the days of carry-on... nurse or carry on matron. That's what we need to, when I really do believe that. Let's go back to the old fashioned ways. How good would that
be? But when you think you had these great these nurses, the matrons who everyone was shit fucking scared of, but they made things work.
They did, and it was so clean.
So clean.
It was.
And Sid James could go to the hospital.
That's right. And do you remember when the matron used to do it?
Dressed as a woman.
The matron used to come round with the surgeon, and they used to do the rounds, and everybody had to be literally starched into place. Yeah. My God, everybody had to be smart.
Yeah.
Couldn't be slovenly.
Hello, Dr. Biggin.
Hospitals were great. When you died in a hospital, there was a reason.
Spoken like a true man.
I love Carry On films.
It was great.
Just the best ones. Sorry, did you finish what you did for the day?
Yeah, yes. It was on the phones of the bloody dentist. I still couldn't get through to answer the letter to tell me that there was no point in making an appointment even though they wanted to see me. So I'm just going to wait till October, November and then try calling.
The strangest one I got is I got a phone call to say that I could come in because I lost a filling at the back of one of my molars, and I went in early, before the pandemic kind of thing, then they sort of said, obviously we can't see anyone after. You said, fair enough. So I get a phone call saying, oh, we are starting to see patients now, would you like to come in? So I said, yes, I'd like to make an appointment because my molar, and they said, fine, but you can't see the dentist first, you have to see the clinician. So I said, right, okay, so I'll go and have my teeth cleaned, cut whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there first, and she said was, do you want a temporary? We put a temporary filling in there. And I went, fine. So she put a temporary filling in there, and I said, how long does that last? She said, well, we need to get you in to see the dentist as soon as you can. I said, is the dentist in today? She said, well, no, he is in, but he can't see everyone. And I said, I just think it's strange that I'm coming to have a temporary filling in. And I said, when can I see the dentist? She said, well, he's got a backlog of patients. That was 6 months ago. Not heard a thing.
Wow. There you are, you see?
See, that's the way you go. Same with the smear.
Yes, I've been invited for one. And
have you?
Yes, and I can't get in either. I'd be legs akimbo, sat there in the waiting
nightmare.
Room.
Yeah. Nightmare, yeah. Smears, always.
Stirrups, everything.
I know, pop on the couch, slip off your panties and pop on the couch. Slip and pop, what the fuck? We've discussed this before. It really upsets me. But I've twice now, in fact, three times I've been recognised when I've been in a very embarrassing situation.
You've been recognised by lots of disgusting situations.
The first time I was on Blue Peter and she was there.
You did a smear on Blue Peter?
No. Can you imagine? Here's one I smeared earlier.
What would Billy Baxter do?
Oh my God.
Blue Peter smear campaign.
There's a totalizer for it. And
oh
everything.
My God, yeah, the Blue Peter appeal for clean smears. Oh my God almighty. Yeah, the nurse was stood there, view over my knees, and she hadn't, she mind if we have an assistant in today, a student? No, not at all. And they're looking at my vagina.
Peter Burgess comes in.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It was John Noakes.
It was Petra. And then they said, oh, we saw you on telly this afternoon.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you're staring at my minge and you're actually saying you saw me on telly. And then it happened again, another smear. And then recently, well, I say recently, it was about, what, 3-4 years ago, having a colonoscopy. I've told you this.
Mm.
And, she said, just as I was going to sleep, thought it was you.
Yeah.
So you know next time she sees us on Most Haunted, she goes, I've seen right up her ass. How embarrassing.
It's but to them, it's just a thing, isn't it? It's a piece of body.
I know, but it's not to us, though, is it?
It
doesn't happen to us every day. It happens to them every day, doesn't it?
But the thing is, I always find it the strangest thing. Someone mentioned this before. When they're all at medical school and you've got all the students there all looking to the future, and they all say, right, who wants to specialise? We're going to do...
Yeah.
And the ones who go, right, proctology. How many people actually put their hands up to go, I want to spend the rest of my career looking at people's arseholes?
That's where they started, the moment they put their hands up.
Well, hey!
Hey!
But then you're actually quite right. What makes a man go, particularly men... Why would you want to stare at vaginas and stick your fingers up there? Because women...
Have you really said that?
I've just realised what I've just said. Yes. No, but in a non-sexual, weird...
Right.
Yeah.
In the name of science.
In the name of science. Dr. Driscoll.
And space exploration.
Yeah. Why? Why would you...
Because they might have, yeah.
Because some of the sights you've got to, you must see.
To be fair, some of the sights I have fucking seen, I'm not going to colleges.
I thought you'd only see mine.
No, I'm just trying to walking down Crewe High Street. I can make a difference. Some of them might have, their parents or some of their family might have been surrounded with vagina issues, and they've gone, I want to cure this.
you know what I did? Changing the subject. Do you know what I did? Well, not really. Yeah, kind of. We saw, both of us, we were in the services. I think it was Warwick services, funnily enough. Yeah. And we saw, going towards the toilet, the most enormous lady, right? Mm. Nothing wrong with size at all.
We're not being sizist.
Not at all. But it was what she was wearing.
Ah,
it was
seen.
Really quite upsetting to me.
Was it a tent?
No, she was wearing...
not a marquee. Yeah. No, it was the services. She span around and the foundations just came clear out of the ground. She ordered food in Pizza Hut, Subway and McDonald's all at the same time. Oh, getting lightheaded.
Oh, Christ. Oh, God. Can I tell you what she was wearing? Oh, God. She was wearing flesh-coloured leggings, right? With and her T-shirt was tucked into Simon Cowell waistband.
Are you sure?
There was a couple of sweat marks coming out.
I mean, Carl actually staggered backwards. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And you know, the front bit was pulled right up.
Oh, the gunt.
No, the cloven hoof, the wind cutter.
Oh, was it right?
Did I just say the wind cutter?
The cheese cutter.
What's the wind cutter?
I don't know. It sounds like something that belongs on a boat anyway.
The rudder. Oh my God. Anyway, that was your day. How was your day, Mr. Beatty?
Well, my day was the same as yours.
Go on, you tell it while I get some more wine. Unless you're easier to get out. Can you get the more wine? The more wine? Can you get the wine?
Well, there's a revelation. Carl's easy to get out.
He is easy. He's very easy to get out.
There's not much wine left, to be fair.
Is there not? No.
That
that's that Laura. She's been drinking him on dirty lush.
Drinks like a fish.
Oh, that's terrible. There's only a trickle. Oh my God.
Get some more, I'll go and get some more.
No!
Who's the way you said that?
Well, that's terrible! It's only a trickle!
Do you know what's going on with me? I don't know what's going on with me.
I was out shopping earlier and I did say, shall I get some more wine? She goes, no, we got enough.
That's Malbec to answer the earlier question.
I know, what was it? Mm. I don't know what's going on with me, but as I'm getting older, I'm finding I'm talking posher. Stop it!
Carl's moved.
Stop making the noises!
I'm not making the noise.
You are! Because you're fucking annoying. No, I don't want white wine.
You want red, don't you?
Yeah, I like red. I'm talking... Stop, for fuck's sake. I'm talking posher and I don't know why.
It's like the old-fashioned telephone voice, isn't it?
That's very, very true indeed. Anyway, how was our day? Talk.
Well, we were...
Get it up, son.
Get it up. We were asked to go to your friend's birthday party, Mark Curry, his 60th birthday party down in Sonning. Yvette's known Mark for about 1,000 years.
Yes.
And we went down there and we had to get a fancy dress. Now, if Yvette tells this, she says, yeah, we had a discussion. And actually, she says, well, we had a discussion. And, you know, and I said, and we both came to the agreement.
I don't
talk
Beatles.
Like that. We go as Beatles, she said. The reality of it was, she looked at me and said, "We're going as Beatles." So I obviously said yes.
Yeah.
And we went as Beatles.
We did.
As an Elvis fan, is against everything I believe.
Yeah. In. We went as the Mop Tops.
Yes.
And we got changed in a car park in a pub, which was about 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Not from here. From there.
Yeah. And we won joint third prize.
Did you?
In the fancy dress costume. Yes.
Who won first prize? Was it Mark himself for his own birthday?
No, it was a friend, and it was
two guys who were the Beatles as well. But they
didn't win first prize. First prize was the lady who was Audrey Hepburn.
No, I was going to say the people who won joint with us were the other Beatles.
That's right. They stole our prize.
Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing was, I mean, the prize was, I can't remember what it was. Box of chocolates or something.
Box of chocolates, Quality Street and all sorts.
What they did was they gave one to Yvette and one to the other guy.
Yeah.
And then the other guy just going, oh, thanks. And took it off Yvette as well.
Really?
So he walked off with both the prizes.
That's outrageous.
I know, outrageous it was, wasn't it?
Just can't trust the Beatles.
No,
no, you
it.
Can't.
Yeah. So that was that. And then, so on the way down, we said, well, there's going to be a 60s pop quiz thing. So we thought we'd do a little bit of research.
You can't say this. They're going to know we cheated.
That's all right.
You haven't cheated. You were cramming.
We did.
Cramming.
So we crammed on the way down there. So we got on my phone and we looked up 1960s quiz. And the first question that came up was, what blockbuster movie in the 60s was about one astronaut that crash landed on a planet with a hostile environment?
Planet of the Apes.
Correct. Now, Carl and I didn't know this, but we were always Planet of the Apes, right? So then the next question was, quote of the famous 60s children's Disney movie, but it's just an ordinary clapped out car. What's special about this? Or something along those lines. And we thought, what's that? What is it, Glenn?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Correct. Anyway, so, and there were loads of other questions in that
order. Wrote the quiz.
That's what it is.
No, I didn't.
anyway, we get there and we're all sat around the tables and blah, 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 all the rest of it. What space film, blah, 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 and proceeded to start asking the same questions that we'd just done.
The great thing about it was on our table, we had some people sort of off old sitcoms as well, so it was really nice to see them. But when that first one came out, they went, Space Odyssey.
Absolutely.
And we were going,
no.
Planet of the Apes. I go, no, it's not. It's Space Odyssey. Yeah. And so it got to the point where at the end, we kept going, it's definitely...
Planet of the Apes. How do you know this? So, do you remember? How do you know this?
And we were just, all we were doing was reiterating the question. An astronaut lands on a distant planet with hostile environment. It's got to be, you know, which could be any.
Yeah, anyway, they went with us in the end.
Good.
And we didn't win.
Aww.
But we were good though, weren't we?
Well,
the guy taking the notes down was Spike from Heidi High.
Was it really?
It's funny, isn't it, when you're sitting there at tables with somebody and you look and you go, I can't believe. Because I used to watch Heidi High.
So yes, was it Jeffrey Holland?
Yes, and he was a bit hard of hearing, I think, because I kept shouting the answers at him, but he kept ignoring me.
And all
I
the other tables
why.
Were going,
that's right. And we had Vicky Michelle, who's from Hello Hello.
Yes.
Played Yvette. And she kept going, shh, keep your voice down. It was good, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a good night, actually, I have to say. It was a lot of fun.
But we still didn't get our box of sweets.
That's
we left
outrageous.
Them there. But it was so that was our day.
That's a good day.
Yes.
Overall.
It was
lovely. Debbie McGee was there, wasn't she?
She was.
The lovely Debbie McGee.
Debbie McGee. And what attracted you to the millionaire Paul Daniels?
Questions.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Is it time for
Correspondence Corner?
It is.
Let's get Will out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent caller. You leave a message and we might get back to you.
That guitar cable stretches well across the scene to LA, doesn't it?
It stretches incredibly well.
Now then, would you like to read the first email shall I?
No, I'll do it.
You've got your reading giggles on?
I have got my reading giggles on.
Fantastic.
I need all the help I can bloody well get now.
Go on then, fill your boots.
Right, this is from Lou. Hi, my lovelies. I hope you're all well. I just had to tell you my two extremely awkward stories that were incredibly hilarious. I hope they are, or else it's going to be a bit of a damp squib, isn't it? First story, myself and my partner were getting a little bit freaky. What does that mean?
Getting it on.
Is it really? Ask Laura, she's a young thing, she might know.
Does that mean freaky having sex?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Christ.
When was the last time you got freaky, Laura?
Oh, God. Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago, cobwebs everywhere. We were very much in the moment, enjoying our time. Next thing you know, my dad has knocked on our door and walked in. He was greeted by my partner's arsehole. Oh, no! What the hell were you doing?
Shagging.
Right by the front door. My dad never ran out so bloody quickly. We were laughing for at least an hour. Oh, my God, I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be dying.
Yeah.
And my partner had to see my dad's my dad face to face when he wanted to go down for a drink.
Oh, he said face to face this time.
Well, that's true. Second, did he know the difference?
Good point.
Second story, again, when having some private time, swapping positions, when next thing you know, my partner freaked and jumped up from the bed when I asked why. I suddenly realised that our dog was trying to teach my partner the real meaning of doggy style. I have never laughed so much. Sending all my love to you, as I said, Lou. Oh, that's nice, isn't that's it? There you go.
Nice bit of oversharing.
Oh, there we are then.
How embarrassing would that be of, you know, getting banged away? And your dad comes in. I mean,
yeah. That would be
and
awful.
The dog. And the dog. We did it. The dog's trying to do it, and that dog walks in.
We did it on our Christmas on our dining room table, didn't we?
We did
in this house.
No. This was before Mary had just been born, and we were having the first Christmas. She was born in October, and this was December. And we spent all night decorating the house, and it was fine. And we decided to be amorous on the actual table. And then the following morning, everybody came around and enjoyed Christmas dinner. And we were smirking to each other, going, "We were shagging on that earlier."
That's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's not the first shagging each other.
Why? Who were you shagging?
The dog.
Now then, this email comes from Sally Ann in Leicestershire.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads something like this. "Hello, you beautiful lot," which I think is quite a good start.
It is.
A few episodes ago, you were talking about injuries as a child and also playing with marbles. So here is a true story about both injury and marbles. Back in the 80s, me and my older sister went out playing with a friend. My sister had no choice. I'd kick up a fuss and my mum would cave in, much to my sister's disgust. Lucy, my sister's friend, had brought her prized marbles with her, as had my sister. They were playing with them on the pavement and Lucy lost her jack down the curbside drain. You know, the ones that you could easily lift up, not actually the drains in the middle of the roads.
I know the one you mean. Yeah.
So me, Lucy and sister combined our strength and lifted it up. Lucy could see her marble and reached for it. She got it. However, my sister was too hasty. As Lucy was lifting her marble out, she kicked the drain side down and Lucy ran home crying and bleeding, as did we. We got home to Mum and my sister was like, Mum, I've chopped Lucy's fingers off. Don't be so silly, she said. My sister would not stop. Eventually, my mum decided to take us to Lucy's house to calm us. We arrived at the side door and as the door opened, we were all met with a kitchen that looked like a murder scene. My sister had indeed chopped three of Lucy's fingers off.
Oh my God!
Needless to say, my lovely sister always trumps everyone when asked, what's the worst thing you've ever done? And poor Lucy has a constant reminder of my sister. Thank you so much for the great podcast. I love it, love it, love it. Perfect for lifting my spirits. Much love to you all. Sally Anna in Leicestershire.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Chopping the three fingers off.
I know.
Not just one finger.
I know.
But three fingers.
If we do a live podcast show, we'd love you to come so we can offer you a finger.
Hey, give me one of those fingers now.
There you go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Show us your fingers.
Yeah, love.
Not.
Have three. Now then.
I'm just wondering, when people don't have fingers, they must look really weird wearing gloves.
Like, they can really do that trick where you bend the finger back, because obviously
it's not a finger. Just fill them up with something, I don't know, polystyrene.
And you make it snap. When you
if you go in with a girl behind the back shed, just say, do you fancy a stumping?
Ooh.
You know.
That's funny.
Ooh. Fucking
I don't even know this, but I'm a children's author.
Oh dear.
Oh my God. Rewind.
In fact, there's proof you're a children's author. Listen.
She's a children's author, you know.
Oh my God.
Now then, this email comes from Daniel Jackson from Cleveley's brackets. That's near Blackpool, Jenny.
Oh, bless Jenny.
Hello there, Yvette, Gleneth, Carl, the mothers, and a menagerie of animals present. Thank you for continuing to make me cry with laughter and almost become a dangerous driver when I'm listening to this fabulous podcast.
Should come with a warning, actually, shouldn't it? Not listen when driving.
The best thing we can do is put the explicit marker on the start of the podcast.
Yes.
Anyway, but it comes with a tonic at the same time. I need, after a long 12-hour shift at work, to have lots of laughter. Big love to my fellow NHS superstars, he says. Anyway, on driving home with my friend George the other day, we were following a van, and after the thrilling chat about remembering number plates on podcast 62...
Oh, my my God!
I noticed one and thought, oh, you'd remember that one. It was F8TP1G. Looks like
fat pig.
Fat pig. That's not a proper number plate, that. The numbers and the letters are inconsistent.
Yeah, but it's the way they standards. They'll have
put... No, no, you can't have a letter, a number, and a...
No, but it's the way they do it, didn't they? They're like, I had a guy used to have one called with Paul, and it was P... Something like... The way they had done it...
I know what you're saying. It made the numbers look like a letter, or vice versa.
With a
well, they have indeed got a picture of this van. Then our flabber was gassed when we looked up and actually paid attention to the signage that was written on the back of the van as well. Picture attached for you, but in case you fully can't see it, it reads BJ Champion Scaffolding, the erection specialist guaranteed happy ending.
No way! Let me see that. You see, you'd remember that company, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would remember it more so because it's actually it's been towed.
From the back of a low loader, isn't it?
From the back of a low loader.
Yeah, but actually the scaffolding is in shape of a penis.
It is.
Yeah. Wow.
The erection specialist.
BJ Champion Scaffolding, the erection specialist. Guaranteed happy ending. Wow. Yeah, fat pig. Do you think he was a rather large chap that was driving it?
I don't know. The van doesn't look big enough to be honest,
does it?
Really.
No.
Right.
Actually, there was one on the internet the other way, which was BJ69KFC. Just the perfect night out.
It's the perfect night out.
What's this one?
Now, two emails there on the subject of nicknames, as we were talking a couple
like
of weeks
this.
Ago.
So the first one comes from Dick Dick, a.k.a. Vicky. Real name, Cheesy Baller for Life. Hi Yvette and Glenn, this is by far the funniest, most enjoyable podcast I've ever listened to. I only recently started listening and I am on episode 13. It goes downhill from there on, love. How I hadn't discovered it before, as have been a fan of Most Haunted for ages. Can you write me a letter to hand into work explaining why I need to take time off to catch up? Here's something I think you will find funny. My nickname given to me by my niece is Dick Dick. Feel free to address me as that from now on. Did you ever have any funny nicknames? Well, that's a great name, Dick Dick, but I want to know why.
Yes, you
why
do need to tell us why.
Dick Dick?
Because we did discuss our own nicknames, didn't we? It seems coincidentally then that she hasn't actually got that far to where we talked about nicknames.
Yes.
To volunteer the information off her
nickname. Oh, yes, good thinking, Batman. That's right. So we need to know why you were called Dick Dick.
I've just got another idea. We should actually provide on letter-headed paper just to whom it may concern. And so people can download a letter to their bosses while they're late.
Yeah.
Just laughter. And we should actually apologise to the bosses.
That's
so they
a very
can,
good
can
idea.
Actually go in and say, well, this is from, and sign it from
you. Are you happy to do that?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Cool, we'll have the logo on there and everything.
Yeah.
Perfect. This next email comes from Andy Whittingham on Butt Lane in Stoke-on-Trent.
Lord Mayor of London.
He's from where?
Sorry?
Butt Lane.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, in Stoke-on-Trent. We know where you live now, Andy. Put the kettle on. Hi, everyone. Oh, the wine in the fridge. Hi, everyone. Hopefully this email finds you well. After listening to episode 63, I thought I'd tell you mine. And no, it's not because I'm only 5'3". Everyone knows me as Stumpy. Even call me Stumpy when I'm football refereeing in Staffordshire and Cheshire.
Maybe he's only got three fingers.
Maybe he's got a small dick.
My God. I can't believe I said that. I would love to tell you the story on the phone, as I know you will all fall about laughing, so here is my number. If you want to know more, and I'm even known on the local radio station as Stumpy in Stoke. So keep up the amazing shows.
Would he know Reg?
I think Reg should ring him Stumpy.
Later.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Listen, if you're thinking of turning off the podcast now because you've got ironing or hoovering to do, don't. Stay with us because I know for a fact that Reg is going to try and get hold of Stumpy in Stoke.
And if Stumpy doesn't pick up, there'll be a very... livid answer phone message being left on
there. Absolutely.
I would imagine, yes.
Thank you for that.
This email comes from Hannah Young. I trust this email finds you all well. Just listen to podcast 62, where you kindly mentioned the snacks I'd given to Glenn at a Most Haunted event to share at your next podcast. That was the white chocolate fingers and the huge Wotsits packet that we ate.
Oh, yes, well done. Do like a huge Wotsit.
I also included some antibacterial wipes, but they seem to be missing. Oh. They're mainly for Carl, in case he shits everywhere. And she wants to know what happened to back to your story of...
I don't know what happened to those.
...when you pebble-dashed.
Oh, when I shit on the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know one of these big bags which carries a lot of the kit in?
Yes.
Oh, it simply just slipped out of...
Oh, there they are.
Read it out. What does it say on the back?
Oh, it says, 2-in-1 antibacterial wipes for hands and surfaces. On the go. Now, something else I wanted to share with you.
Yes.
Oh, where is it now?
I haven't finished this email yet, though.
Oh, sorry, carry on.
It says, I have yet another little present I shall be giving to Glenn when I see him at another event. I do hope he'll like it. I'm sure if you ask nicely, he'll bring it along to the next podcast to share with you all. That brings me rather nicely on to...
Show me.
What are the shittest gifts you have ever been given? You could do a section in your podcast called Shit Gifts, and the theme tune could be Scylla's Blind Date. No idea where that popped up. That's from Hannah Young. So,
hi, Hannah.
It's a good
wonderful
idea.
Let's see what's...
It's a candle.
It's not Gwyneth's. It's Glenda's. This candle smells like Glenda's vagina.
No, I'm going to lift the lid on this big candle. You have
I don't
it.
Know, Carl. Oh, you have... Oh.
Is it going to smell like shrimp?
Come on, get your nose.
I'm not going to get my... In. Laura, put it near Laura.
Laura can be the...
Laura's brave.
The crash test dummy. Here you go.
Go. This smells nice.
Oh, there we are.
Glenda's vagina. Let's have, look, we'll all lean forward now. We're happy that Laura's... Oh no.
What do you mean, oh no?
No, it smells nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is it?
Glenda, you have passed the test. It's safe to light in Glenda's house.
Yeah, okay. Glenda.
Let me have a smell.
I'm going to just get this little thing that I want to share.
Okay,
with.
Yeah.
Come on. Talk.
Yvette has exited stage left.
She's exited stage left. Well, your stage left, my stage right.
Yes. Do you know, I've always wondered, when somebody says exit stage left or right, in which reference is that? Is that to the actors on the stage or the people that the audience watching?
Well, stage right or stage left is when you're on the stage looking at the audience.
Right.
That audience left and audience right is from the audience point of view.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, yeah, I can hear these things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, when I used to do a lot of work, like, you know, as a cameraman with Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite often I was...
bloody good bloke, I understand.
Yeah,
as well.
Bloody
very,
nice
very
guy.
Talented.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was quite often stage left, but audience right, you know.
Right.
Or camera right. Ah,
here she
here
is. Are, from oh, what's this?
It's a ship present from me and Carl.
Subtle but... disposable gas neutralizers.
Yes.
5 saving graces. Activated carbon technology. Comfortable, discreet, absorbs embarrassing odors. Fashion first aid. Breaking wind. Cut the cheese.
Turn around and look at the look, read that one. How the thing there.
Oh, I can't, Mike. The rest too small. I'm gonna need your reading glasses. Let it be known from podcast 66.
Oh my god, he needs reading glasses.
I'm
wow.
My reading glasses. I'm surprised you can see anything with these. Peel off adhesive and stick subtle butt onto the inside of your underwear or pants, exactly where you think it goes. Number 2, go for it, let her rip, have at it, cut loose, spray wind, gas it up. 3, when you're done wearing subtle butt, remove and discard it. If adhesive traces remain, use a damp cloth for removal. Wowzers, they look like tea bags.
They do. So that is... yes, you with your glasses on. So that is... to stop your farts from smelling.
Wow, I didn't really think
they
were an actual thing.
Yeah, neither did I.
Where did you find those?
Somebody gave them to me. I think it was at one of the live podcasts as a present to us all.
Wow.
And I obviously you can see that I've not used them.
No.
But I think that I might have to slip them into Carl's underpants tonight.
Okay.
After he's had his lemon cake.
He's had his lemon cake and fingers.
We just need to stick them on our bottom sheet.
Send them to Mary. She
subtle
might need them butt. For a friend.
So there you go. Fashion first aid, they're
yeah,
called.
That's a great idea.
How amazing is that?
There we go. I'm liking that.
Absorbs embarrassing doodads.
I won't stick those in my undercrackers, though. I'll just light that candle I've been given.
Yes.
If that absorbs embarrassing odours, you don't put it too close to Glenn because it just disappears.
Oh!
Now then.
Watson needs to come in.
There's an email here.
And yes, Laura, can you please let...
Yes, Laura. Yes, can you let the dog in? Thank you, darling.
She is useful, isn't she?
She is.
Every house should have a Laura in
yes,
it.
Yes, they should.
This is Cosmic Cyril returning.
Oh, my God. Wow, where Cosmic have Cyril you been?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Yes.
Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl and Mary. I enjoyed the podcast every week. You guys never cease to make me laugh, especially when I'm currently off work with a fractured arm.
Oh,
you
no.
never saw that coming, did you?
No. Hey, he didn't.
With Carl looking for a classic car, I could see him driving a classic British Morgan. I'll be planning to come on one of those Most Haunted Experience events when I'm better. Have a great week, guys. Long time no here, anytime podcast lovelies. Having just returned from my COVID hibernation in tropical Mablethorpe, where, where I learned the art of origami and... macrame?
Macrame.
Yeah.
As well as how to stem the pus from a carbuncle with a lilet. I'm back
do you mean a lilet?
A lilet, then. What are they? I don't need those. Why would I know what they're called?
What's a lilet?
Lilettes.
Disney, have you got any Lilettes?
Well, that's how I'd probably say it if I was in this accent, you know. Yes. I'll have a Lilith, please. Thanks yes. very much. I'm back in the land of the dead with a few more predictions.
Go on, then.
The dead wife had to be moved to my chalet in Polruan in Cornwall,
dear.
Whilst I've had the dodgy caravan electrics looked at by Marky the Sparky. It was only after getting a whiff of embalming fluid and Arctic roll that I realised the poor cow was defrosting. However, all's well that ends well. And I was able to use the Arctic roll when the vicar called and the lean cuisine could be refrozen. I did look a bit more professional. No, hang on. I did look at a more professional service for long-term freezing of the wife, but I was asked to leave farm foods and not come back. So from a Cornish chest freezer draped under a Curno flag, here are the wife's predictions. Are you ready?
Oh, we're ready.
Are you ready? Yvette.
Yes.
Your star is currently in the ascendant with another book due out very soon. While your prowess as an author may be gaining momentum, beware the unauthorised biography. While your TV life is centred around the dead, you don't want any skeletons falling out of your closet. Make your next book a tell-all expose about how your mother had to take in washing to make ends meet. You were forced to sing outside Woolworths on Saturdays to pay for your mother's nasty crack habit. How you fried jizz in a pan on national TV and ate a pancake day.
It did look like that.
You've just taken the word habit out.
Yeah.
Get your food in the door first, love, and the nation will weep for you. I'll be the next mommy dearest for the 21st century. No, it'll be the next mommy dearest for the 21st century. Your lucky author is Daphne du Maurier, and your unlucky author is Barbara Cartland.
Oh, right.
Carl.
Yeah, sorry, I had prediction. To jump up because Watson was trying to actually jump up and grab some of the
cake.
Cake.
Outrageous behaviour. Your eyesight is deteriorating of late, yeah. And we all know what that is due to. Not visiting the optician regularly, he says. So make that appointment before the cataracts kick in. Steer clear of the anal bleaching cream this month, as you may end up with an arse like Pete Burns' lips, and lay off the Vimatogen as your nightly trips to the loo may become all too frequent. Try tantric sex to unwind of an evening, or invest in a large jigsaw or Airfix model kit. Failing that, indulge in a DIY project like sprucing up Angela's commode, or even just emptying it. Lucky condiment, Piccalilli. Your lucky 70s pop group, Dawn.
Dawn, good
what
God.
What did they do?
Don't know.
It's very early.
It must be. Glenn, do you want to read mine?
I'll read yours.
Okay. And you can read Angela and Agnes's on their behalf.
Well, should we ring them up?
Well, we've got words of the mothers to do later.
Here we go. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to fill Zoe Ball's spot? Slot, sorry.
Neither of those things, actually.
Yeah. Well, those types of radio opportunities are few and far between, but watch out for the surprise job offer that's heading your way. A chance to host a national debating show with Janet Street Porter and Gemma Collins is in the offering, along with a drive-time show on erectile dysfunction with Jeremy Clarkson and Roy Walker. This will keep everyone's pecker up, so grab it with both hands while you still can, as radio listeners always love a spunky debate.
Hooray.
Lucky Hair product, Cossack hairspray, Lucky Retro hair aftershave, Blue Stratus.
Blue Stratus.
Yes, I remember it well.
Oh,
well.
Lovely.
I thought I could smell that nice. On you anyway. Right, it's time to ring the mothers.
Right, well, we can read them their predictions from
Cossack. We certainly
Civil,
can.
Can't we? And at the same time, we can also have a game of Word to the Mothers.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Hello?
Hello!
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 Are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good.
We're now going to phone Agnes.
All right.
And it will fall silent whilst this process happens.
Okay, right.
Bear with.
Will do. Hello.
Hello,
Hen!
Hen!
Oh, my God, it's a rabble tongue.
There you go. Are you all right?
I am fine, are you lot?
Well, we're all right. Right, okay, we're going to blend you over with Angela.
All right. Right, we're bringing right. Bringing Angela in. Here we go.
Hello, Angela.
Hi,
Angela. Hi, Agnes.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. We've been here today.
today, what have I been up to now? Let me just think. Oh, I baked the cake as usual. Baked the cake. Well, it wasn't a cake really. It was what I'm going to call it, a scone loaf. Because I can make scones, Agnes, but when I slice them, they all crumble.
Oh.
I've tried all different recipes and I can't make a scone that won't crumble.
God, this is so scintillating.
I made a boiled cake.
Jesus.
Boiled it.
Rita. Oh, yeah.
And I put it in a cake loaf tin.
Mm.
Put it in the oven. Yeah. It with sugar. Put it in the oven. Mm. When it was
what
cooked,
it's like on Christmas Day.
Is it
I kept it in the fridge.
The owls must fly
and
by.
Yeah. Then I sliced it and it was just like a scone.
Right. Oh, well.
It's Agnes. Agnes has fallen asleep.
I know.
Agnes doesn't know what
so
she's talking about. She's just doing
that. She's in the right places.
Oh.
Mother?
What's going on?
Mother?
Yeah?
Why don't you tell everybody about your hemorrhoids?
The hemorrhoids?
Yes, far more interesting than talking about your hemorrhoids. Now you're sitting on a cushion.
Oh, no, I haven't got hemorrhoids. That was from a back, you cheeky monkey.
So the cream's worked? Do you poke them back up yourself, or do you get Rick to do it?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
That's what Rick said.
What? What?
Now then, we've got an email from Cosmic Cyril, and Yvette's going to read you your current horoscope from his predictions.
Are you ready?
It's a joint prediction.
Joint prediction for both of you. It may be years since a man has set your pulse racing and left you dripping like a knackered fridge. But don't despair. While you may think the flush of youth has passed you both by, it's worth making that extra effort just in case an offer of passion drifts your way. Spirits tell me that you could both do with taking a waxing strip to the old children's nanny and wipe round with the Femfresh. Wouldn't go amiss either. I know what I mean, Mother. Agnes would do well to cease with love eggs, as due to your excessive wind... As due to your excessive wind, Agnes, you're starting to sound like a wind chime in a gale. And Angela needs to lay off the mackerel pate as you're starting to whiff like a slapper's clanger. Follow this advice along with popping your top set back in after oral sex and romance will blossom. The lucky love making song, saddle up and ride your pony, and lucky handbag item is pepper spray. Until next time, Cosmic Cyril.
All right.
Very good, that
very
Cosmic
nice.
Cyril. Thank
very
you.
Very nice. Very good indeed.
And now, ladies, I'm pleased to report it's time for a game of Word to Your Mothers.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
Oh, no. We don't like to do it.
I know.
Now, what's this week's word?
This email comes from Lee Cooper in Birmingham. Says, I haven't emailed in ages, so I thought I'd drop one in. There's a very long letter, but I think we'll just get straight to the point. The word is figging. F-I-G-G-I-N-G. Figging. What do you think that
figging.
Means or relates to?
Figging.
Read what the answer is and she had to cover her mouth.
Give us a clue.
Yeah, can I have a clue?
Got any clues, Yvette?
Wow.
Must be funny.
Wow.
Wow. Can I just get... I'll give you a clue. Do you know the drink that me and you have been having, Mum, and Carl, and we told Glenn about it, and obviously Agnes, and it's got...
Yes.
It's one of the ingredients to it is part of this.
It used to be a punishment, but now it's a pleasure.
If you're that way inclined.
That's funny.
I didn't get the first bit of your clue there.
So one of the ingredients that we have in our daily healthy drink
Oh, yes.
Is used in this. And it, no, as Carl said, kidding. It used to be used as punishment, but now it's used as pleasure.
Biggin, and it's in that drink. To do with pepper, turmeric.
What else?
Ginger. Biggin.
Ginger.
Yes, it used to be we've got no idea.
You
put it in. We've got no imagination.
Okay, so let's just say ginger. What sort of shape does ginger come in? What does it look like?
Oh, it looks funny, doesn't it? It's weird. It looks like a tiny brand.
Would you say it could look like a finger?
One of your mum's fingers.
Yes, it could, yes. A ginger finger. Like, oh, dear.
Right. So what could you do with that ginger finger?
Well, you can do lots of things with it.
Poke it where?
You can do lots of things. I have no idea.
Oh, yes, you do. Stop being so flipping coy. You know what you do with a ginger finger. Now, come on.
You eat a ginger finger. Kit Kat do one now, don't they? Ginger one.
It needs to be bigger than a Tic Tac.
What do you do with a ginger finger? Dip it in your tea. So I'll be dipping it in the off.
You've
spoken from experience.
Is that right?
She's still got one up there.
What did you say, Angela?
That's why she always looks so pissed.
Short of your arse, Mum.
So you got it right. My God, I think that's the first time you've ever got it right with a little bit of help from us. So figging, F-I-G-G-I-N-G, is the practice of inserting a piece of skinned ginger root into the human anus or the vagina in order to generate an acute burning sensation. Historically,
why did you do that?
Yes, historically, this was a method of punishment, but it has since been adopted as a practice of BDSM. The term figging comes from the 19th century word figging, from Lee Cooper in Birmingham.
Oh my God, Lee! Did you practice that, Lee? I mean, why would you do that?
To each their own.
What punishment? What have they done?
I don't know, but the same thing can be said of.
Were you not around in those days?
Yeah. What's that awful thing that you get when it burns in your vagina, Mother?
Yes.
What's that? No. Oh, that's it. You don't need that. You just get cystitis and drink some cranberry juice. That's the same thing, isn't it? Burning. Right. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. I've got to tell you this. It is so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing that. There now.
We love doing that now. They'll be like, what? They were talking to each other.
They'll probably call back in a bit.
Yeah, they will do.
Sorry, that phone went dead.
We'll have to ring him next week with another word, won't we?
We certainly will. Now it's time for What's That Sound?
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
What's that sound? Because you've written it as what's that sound, but it's actually what's that noise?
What's that noise? That's why it confuses me every bloody week.
There you go.
Sarah Elizabeth Owen asks, is it... Oh, let's have a listen to the sound, shall
yes.
we? There we are. This is the longest running sound ever, isn't it?
It's confused a lot of people.
Mm. I've got to say.
I would never have got it.
If anyone gets it, I will give them Yvette's car.
No, you won't.
Sarah Elizabeth Owen asks, is it simply the sound of running water? After all the clues we've given, she's clearly ignored everything
yes.
we've said.
No, darling,
to be fair,
it isn't.
We're men. She's run a list of the thing we've said.
Yeah. Monk Davis. That's an
what
interesting
name. What a great
name.
Monk
Davis.
Do you think he's a real monk?
I don't know. He could be.
God bless you, my child. Yes.
Is it a bamboo waterfall fountain in operation? Much love from Monk in Shepton Mallet, near the prison. By the way, Mary is fit as fuck, he says.
Oh, that's so nice.
Excuse me?
She'd like that.
Excuse me?
She'd like that, though.
I don't want any of Monk's Monk on my daughter.
You've got a weird mind. You really
Why?
Have.
Oh, that's
Why?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
By the way, the answer's wrong. It's not a bamboo waterfall fountain in operation.
No, it isn't. Sorry, Monkey Monk Monk.
Bev Flores in Formby.
Hello, Bev.
Says, hello, you lovely people. Is the noise shaving over stubble on the face?
No.
I see where you're going. But no.
Not right.
No, I tried it on mine, but it didn't sound the same.
Yours was much more bristly.
It was.
Yeah, yours was the reason why Victor Kayam bought his company, wasn't it?
That's right. Victor Kayam. Very good, Glenn.
So, the next one is from John Starr in the USA.
John Starr.
He needs his own jingle. John Starr.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Hello, mothers. Glenn, Yvette, Carl. Love you all. I was just wondering about the what's that sound. Is it something that's used only in the UK, or would people in the United States be familiar with it? Another hint, please.
You would definitely.
Yes, you definitely would.
You would definitely use it.
And everybody uses this item all over the house.
Most days.
Well, John, just to make a point of that argument a little bit clearer, the next email comes from Marie Anne in Florida.
No. Oh. Hello, Marie-Anne.
Hello, Marie-Anne.
Hi there, guys. I know what your mystery noise is.
What is it?
I was using something the other day and sounded just like it. As soon as I used it, I realised, spelt with a Z, and I couldn't believe it took me so long to put two and two together. Oh, my God. I'm sure the sound is the hand pump of a liquid soap dispenser or hand sanitizer, spelt with a Z. Is it right?
Oh my
god! Oh shit!
We couldn't get it to Florida anyway.
No, we couldn't pack it.
Oh my god! Well done after all this time. You've got it right.
Congratulations!
Wow,
yes.
And you win. Fuck all!
No, you win.
Our love.
Kudos.
Yes.
Of putting you in the kudos of putting everybody out of their misery.
And you go up there on the board of winners of what's that sound or what's that noise? What's that noise? Yes, he said sound. I've got it in my head.
You two singing that was just the worst I've ever heard.
It was a bit rude, wasn't it?
That's why we have proper jingles.
So at the same time
to redeem ourselves.
Three, two, one.
Go.
What's that noise? 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 Here's the answers, girls and boys.
Bom.
Bom.
Bom. Bom. Bom.
Bom.
Bom. Bom. Bom.
Bom.
Bom.
That'll do, yeah.
Better.
Excellent.
Well done.
We'll have to think about
now. I just want to, we have to go, yo USA, for getting it right.
Go USA.
I have the other sound.
Have you really?
I really do.
Well, give it to us next week. Let's have a week off.
Oh, all right.
And
then
We'll have a bit of a breather.
Okay. Yes,
just let people digest this information that has just been won.
Because there's lots of people who wanted to get that right.
Yeah, I know. And finally somebody has. I think it's time now to... yes, I am right. I can definitely hear the sound. I'm getting out of this nicely. It's not making the mistakes. It's how you get out of this.
You are good.
I can old sound of an old car.
I can hear
the
it
driveway.
Too, Glenn.
Can I?
And Dr. Driscoll.
Last time we left you in total knee trembling, pocket fumbling, buttock clenching, knicker queefing suspense. Our crime fighters.
Very good.
Yes.
Shame you have to do it again because we were laughing.
Our crime fighters have been busy.
What have they been doing?
Our crime fighters have been fitted up, framed, okay, how do you say it? Totally fucked. Having been arrested for the discovery of the body of fine art dealer and Sunday car boot sale expert David Dickinson, his orange remains having been dug up under Miss Topley's chlamydia bush, we join our dastardly duo inside their respective prison cells. Miss Tarpley is inside Style Prison, and Dr. Driscoll is in Strange Ways.
I say, my good man, I feel there's been a terrible mistake. Would you be so kind as to let me make my phone call?
Don't be so bastard stupid! I suppose you want me to run you a bastard bath and fetch you a bastard bottle of bastard bubbly and all.
Oh, how lovely. And what time would that be? I'll get into my delicates ready for my immersion and the bubbly.
I wouldn't talk too loud. Your cellmate is built like a brick shithouse and he's in for so many crimes, including great buggery. Might as well throw away the key with his erection.
He's a big one, isn't he? 6'6" and full of tattoos. Huge, in fact.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Well, I don't know about the bubbly, but I've definitely got some old worn-out soap I could supply you with. You scratch my nether regions and I'll scratch yours.
Oh, things are looking up. I just wish Miss Tarpley was here to assist in the lathering. I wonder how she's getting on.
That's nice. A little to the left.
Let me hold your pocket.
Does my bottom really look big in this orange boiler suit, Mrs. Governor Person? It's fucking huge, Miss Tarpley. Now, let's get you to the point I brought you in here to find out what happened to your cellmate, B. Smith. You say you just made her a cup of tea, is that correct?
It is, Your Honour. I just couldn't believe it. She started rolling around on the shag pile carpeted floor. Oh, awful it was, wailing like a little minx on a menopausal high heat. Well, I just stood back and sounded the alarm.
Yes. We all fucking heard it. Couldn't miss it.
I believe that my cellmate was murdered.
Dun, dun, dun!
But by where and by whom, I could not say, Your Honour.
Well, now, it seems to me you might be right, Miss Tarpley, but my best broken finger is pointed at you. Take her away. I need to process this information.
Lights out!
I'm in so much despair. What to do? I'm so alone and afraid. We've been fitted up, that's for sure. And now
I can't read the script with the lights out.
And now, with the murder of B, I'm sure to get extra long life milk. I mean, extra long life with that one, too. Oh, what's that noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise?
No, no, not that. Timing is everything. I can hear digging of sorts, and it's coming from the floor.
You have never started, did you? My love, hello! My love, it's me, your lover and husband, fabulous sexy beast. Dr. Driscoll, by the way, I've come to rescue you. If you pull back the shagpile rug, you'll see my handsome and yet slightly sweaty, grey-insipid face beaming at you from the gloom below.
My goodness!
You're taking
your knickers
off.
Very good. Oh my goodness! Am I dreaming? No, I'm not. It's true. That hurt, by the way. You're here to rescue me.
Pull back the grate and squeeze on through.
Oh, my love, you've done it! You have come to rescue me. Oh! Who's this rather large man? And why are you holding on to his pocket? Oh, it smells down here.
Sorry, my love. It's my nerves, you know.
Join us next time as we follow our crime-fighting duo into freedom. Will they make it out alive? Will Miss Tarpley make allowances for Dr. Driscoll's new best friend? And will they be able to clear their names? Join us next week for Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Great Escape Adventure!
Yay! Wow, what a fascinating adventure!
Wow. Oh, my God, I
can't
believe...
Where are they going to end up next?
They're both in prison. I don't know, but I'm very upset about it. They need to clear their names.
They do, but what I don't understand is, if Dr. Driscoll has just tunnelled... Right, spent all the time tunnelling.
Yeah.
Right, to see Miss Tarpley. They can't get out because when they go back in the tunnel, they just end up in his cell.
Well, you don't know, he could have forked off.
Pardon? I beg your pardon. Oh, speaking of forking off, I wish somebody else would. I'm going to hear his car trying.
No.
Reg Corker, everyone.
Oh, here he comes. Go and placate.
He's not doing the driving test tonight, anyway, that's for sure.
I can't believe that driving. That was funny.
Crazy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if Diddy's driven him here tonight or if Reg has done it himself.
Well, he wouldn't have passed his test. I'd love it if Diddy actually came in one day with Reg.
That'd be good,
I think we should organise that.
Try and persuade him to come in.
He always has trouble with doors as well.
Same door.
Don't break the handle, Reg.
It's easier than Angie's door.
Fucking.
All the safety old people locks on that one.
Fucking sick of
you. Hi, Reg.
Hello, Reg.
Reg Corker, everybody.
Yeah, Reg. What a joy and a privilege.
No, stop all that fucking fake shit.
Oh, what?
Right. You're doing nice, Reg.
Journey here, and I want a proper fucking introduction. Give me one of those jingles.
All right, here it comes.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get no peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg. Reg Corker. Shut the fuck up.
Reg Corker is here.
Love and light. Love and light
How
to everybody.
How are you, Reg? You're looking very well.
Thank you very much. I've had a great week.
Have you?
Great week, yeah. Diddy and I, we've been spending a lot of time together.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Diddy works in a mortuary.
Does he?
Yeah, he works in a mortuary. Yeah, part-time, you know.
What does he do?
He does mortuary stuff.
Right.
And we were both there together. I came and spent the evening with him. And it was great. It was nice to see, you know, what he does.
Does he put makeup on the corpses?
No, he doesn't do that. He does all the stuff.
Does he put makeup on you?
No, don't be fucking facetious. You're out of work, twat. Okay? You're trying to fucking come into my story with your funny comments. And as far as I'm concerned, you're nothing but a wanker. Okay?
Okay.
Now shut the fuck up. Okay,
sorry,
this is my bit. You've had your bit, speaking twaddle for the last however fucking many minutes you've been on air. Right, now cut that out, won't you, Glenn?
Of course I will, yeah.
My brother. Right, okay. Start recording again. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, we spent an evening with him in the mortuary. And he said to me, he said, Reg, because that's my name.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, what did he? He said... This woman here who's just been brought in, he says she's got a shrimp grown out of her vagina. He did.
Did he say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I... Did he? He did. Did he did? And I said to him, that's no shrimp.
What was it?
I said, that's her clitoris. And he just said to me, Reg, you tasted like shrimp. And I said, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do it. You get fired. Get fired for that sort of thing. It's just wrong. Poor woman, she's only 86. She went.
Oh my God. That's no age, is it, in this day and age?
Pretty young.
Yeah, and then we went out together.
Youngs.
Yeah, that's great. Shut the fuck up. It is my bit. Do you want to come in as well?
No.
When was the last time you got on fucking telly?
Not that long.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, you say that. You're not on today.
I was.
Today?
Yeah.
You're not on now.
I am.
No, you're fucking not. You're lying to me. I'm psychic. I can tell you're lying because your fucking lips are moving.
I'm on some channel somewhere in the world.
Blue Peter.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Right, anyway, I was going to insult you more, but I thought I'd better not.
That's not like you, Reg.
No. No, because I'm trying to be good. Trying to be good. Spiritual. I'm a spiritual man.
You are. No, are you going to ring somebody up? I hear that you're going to ring somebody up today.
I know nothing about this.
Right, great.
What the fuck is this ringing? What the fuck is this ringing?
Is there something in your ears?
Ringing. The fuck is this ringing?
I've got a number from a listener who has supplied their contact information.
Huge fans.
Right, okay.
Obviously, he doesn't know that we're recording this right now.
Right. Just before you go, what's his name? Cut this bit out.
I'll cut this out. His name is Andy Whittingham, and he lives in Stoke-on-Trent, so he might have been to see one of your shows.
He's probably been to my worldwide tour in Stoke. Don't you fucking start. You can't even get a sentence out without laughing because you can't fucking say laughing because of the fucking... I don't know.
Leaving.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Dirty hoa.
You've got
nothing
but
a whack. Trying to stop me.
So maybe you can furnish him with some information that only he would know.
Okay.
Let's hope he answers his phone.
Is this the information here? Cut this bit out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is that Andy?
Hello?
Hello, is that Andy?
Yes, you did it.
No fucking way. Hey, right, Andy. My name's Reg Corker.
Hello, Reg.
You fucking know that, don't you? You fucking know it. Now, I'm getting the name Andy. Hey, just hold on one second, Andy. Cut the first bit out when I call him Andy, won't you?
Yeah, will you?
Okay, right. Okay, friends. I'm trying to get a name. I'll get your name. How's that? Love and light, spiritual love. Are you dead?
Oh, you haven't seen, are you?
Right, okay. Right, I'm getting the name Wank.
Hi there, Andy. It's Yvette here.
Okay, don't.
Does Reg know what he's talking about tonight?
Oh, probably not, no.
Both of you, shut the fuck up. I'm psychic. I'll tell you what's right, and I'll tell you both what's fucking wrong. Right? Now, Mr. fucking Andy fucking Pandy... Fucking Wickingham. Whittingham. Lord Mayor of fucking London. Not quite. From your fucking butt lane. Now shut the fuck up and just say yes to everything I say. I'm a fucking psychic. The world's greatest psychic. I'm the psychic to the stars. Right, okay.
Go on then.
Right, okay. Hey, friend. How are you? It's Reg Corker here. You can say yes.
Yes.
Great, that's great. I'm getting the name. Andy!
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm getting a pig. Right, okay. I'm getting a clever pig. It's got a lot of wit. It's not bacon. Whitting bacon. No. Whitting ham. Ham!
Yes.
Whitting ham!
Yes.
Is that right? Is that right, Andy?
Yes.
Right, that's great. See, I'm good. Right now, Andy. I'm going for something there because I'm getting some strange... Spare me is giving me some strange visuals. He's giving me a visual. Spare me? Is that visual right? Spare me? Visual right? Spare me? Okay. I'm getting a huge ass. I'm getting an ass. Not the donkey kind. I'm getting the one you shit through. Okay. It's like an ass lane. Is that right? Ass street? Do you live on ass street?
Sort of, Ed. Sort of.
Right, okay. So it's not ass. Right, okay. Let me get this. Okay. Spare me. I'm going to need you to come over me. I'm going to need you to come over my butt! Butt! Sorry, spare me's just giving me butt. Is that right? Butt. A big old fucking ass. A big old sweaty fucking ass. That's what I'm getting. He's giving me something dripping from it. It's like a... It's like a, it's disgusting, Lane. Is that right?
Yes, Reg, you're fucking right.
Ah, see, I'm yay! Great. Yeah.
Well done, Reg, amazing.
Just tell me, Andy, now, can I just, I'm getting something, this is the big thing yeah. about it, the big thing, this is what I'm getting. Spermy keeps showing me something, and I need you to tell me if it's right.
What's that?
Okay. He's getting something to do with cricket.
Cricket?
Yeah. Somebody getting stumped out. That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting a really tiny
yeah,
cock.
I've been telling where you're coming, Reg. I've been yeah, telling I, where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, I come quite a lot. Did
Oh, my God.
I'm getting a really tiny cock. I mean, like, yeah. you know, they're small cocks.
No.
There's
an
unfeasibly tiny
idea,
little
Reg.
Peanut
you've got
cock.
The wrong idea.
Tiny little weepy little
no,
tiny
Reg,
thing.
You've got the wrong idea, Reg.
They would have fucking
don't
circumcised your
Reg.
Birth if they could have found the fucking cock. It was just a load of skin and they were afraid you'd just lose your whole
no,
cock.
Reg, you've got the wrong way round.
No, that's the right fucking. I am a psychic. You've got a small cock. Your cock is small. Your balls are big, but your cock is small. That's what I'm getting. Spammy's telling me your cock is small. Don't you argue
no,
with me.
Reg.
I'm psychic. I am right. You're wrong. You've got a small cock. It weeps. It weeps. It weeps all over the place. It weeps when you go and see your granny. It weeps when you go and see your granny. Oh, little Andy. Would you like tea and cake? Oh, well, my cock is weeping. My cock is weeping. It's disgusting, you're a weeping cock. You're dirty man. You're a dirty man. You're a drippy, dirty man. You're a drippy, drippy, dirty man. I've had enough of you anyway. I'm great and you're just a whore. You're a dirty, dirty man witch. You're a man witch.
Andy, does that mean anything to you?
Dirty little man. Dirty little winky man.
Stumpy.
Wow, Andy! Well, that's
see,
amazing.
See, I told you, I'm great. I'm great.
Stumpy.
I am so great.
But the problem is, he doesn't know why. He says, I've got a little cock. I haven't got a little cock.
You haven't got a
that's
cock?
That's what happened.
You got no cock?
I have got a cock. That's why they call me Stumpy.
He was right then.
So I'm right, you got a small cock.
No, he wasn't right. He's got cock and cock. And
it wouldn't even
problem.
Fit up a cricket.
Hang on a minute. Let's get to... What happened?
When it was my 30th birthday, in the morning, me and the wife had a bit of lucky.
Yeah.
And what happened, I had a bet with one of the managers who I work for, and the lads decided to pull a prank on me and... take me across a football field, ripping all my clothes off me, and then decided to spray tar healing over me, as well as put flour all over me. And the reason why, as I'm so, because I'm only 5'3" tall, I thought something was quite big, and they didn't think somebody could have something that big. So that is wrong.
Oh, I see.
You're and not. You just got a small home. Cock. You can cover yourself in as much flour as you want, but your cock will always be small.
So, can you imagine when I had to ring the wife and tell her, go to the hardware shop and get some tapes, because I had to go home and I was standing in the bath and she is rubbing tapes all over me and shaving me because she's getting the tar sealant off me.
Oh,
wow.
I have so much sympathy for you, darling.
Because you've got a small cock.
I haven't got a small cock.
You have got a small cock. You know you've got a small cock. I know you've got a small cock. You've got Stoke's smallest cock. You won the Stoke Guinness Book of Records for the smallest cock.
You
need to spare me
a bit more.
You can't even masturbate with your fingers. You've got a small cock.
I do need to wade in here now. This is at this point, Andy. Well, I think you've got the wrong nickname. They should have called you Tripod and not Stumpy.
Andy,
as we know, Reg is the world's best psychic.
Thank you, Andy.
We just need you to say, yes, Reg, you're right.
He's just a tiny kid.
Yes, you're right.
Well done, Andy. Thanks very much for your time.
We love you.
You lot have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh,
what a star. Yeah, amazing.
Well done,
Reg. We'll edit that, and you were right, Reg.
As usual.
Do you know what? I knew tonight when I got in my marina. we did, he. I knew I was going to have a good night tonight. Spare Me was with me all the way.
Yeah.
And that poor man has got such a tiny cock. No, it's so tiny. Tiny, tiny. It looks like a spot. It looks like a wart.
Walnut whip.
Yeah, he has to piss sitting down so it doesn't go everywhere. Looks like a sprinkler otherwise. Anyway, I've got to go.
Right, been great seeing you guys. Thank you very much. A small, medium, and large. Reg Corker, everybody.
Wow.
Incredible.
There
we go. Reg Corker. Wow.
Turned out nice again, hasn't it? Reg Corker brings love and light to you.
How's
Diddy?
There we go.
Diddy's fine. Yeah, he was telling me about just they've had a good week. They've been trying to sort of reconnect together, do more stuff together.
Okay, that's nice.
Which is nice, yeah.
And well, there we are.
Did he do well?
Did he do well? Very well.
Better than his driving lesson the other week.
I killed myself laughing for most of the time because this poor guy wanted a reading from Reg.
Did he get one?
Well, he did, but he was just told continuously that he had small cock, so I felt very sorry
for
him.
Reg is the world's most famous. I mean,
in his own head, he is.
Talk to dogs. I've heard him apparently barking on telly before.
Well, this is true.
Right.
It's very, very eye opening. I enjoyed myself very much.
If you want to send an email to the show, this is how you do it.
You do. You send it to hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Why don't we let Laura say it the end bit once? Come on.
Go on, Laura.
She's been sitting. Shout it out.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Go on. No.
Go on, just shout it out. Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Yay!
There we go. On that bombshell.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yvette and Glenn.
If you have a brand, you want to guarantee units sold for every dollar spent on promotions. An effective ad spend that results in verified incremental sales is more important than ever. The Ibotta Performance Network, or IPN, delivers a pay-per-performance model that offers guaranteed ROI. Your budgets work harder, reaching over 120 million shoppers nationwide with Ibotta's network of retailers, publishers, and owned properties. And advertisers, that's you, can get an understanding of campaign performance. The Ibotta Performance Network. Promotions will never be the same. Visit ipn.ibotta.com today to learn more. That's ipn.ibotta.com.
Sometimes you need to take control to make a difference. That's why with FlexPath from Capella University, you're in control. Set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move at a pace that works for you. Discover a different way forward at capella.edu.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.